Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is H. Consin here. You know what? I didn't bring any of my CDs, so I'm going to bring up some MySpace music here for you and play it from there. Oh, thanks. We have, as always here, technical challenges in the studio. Anyways, you're listening to Cure Radio Los Angeles, Consin, and what's up with this computer? Won't let me in. Hey boy, howdy, thank you for a wonderful set. What are we listening to right now? Is this still the Handsome Family?
That's still the Handsome Family.
All right, well, we'll let you hear the Handsome Family while boy howdy gets his stuff ready to leave, and I get my space up here. You're listening to Cure Radio Los Angeles. As we slowly drove by, he left his lights burning, he left his perfect lawn and his automatic sprinklers about to switch on. Did he find a black glove on the cliffs by the bay? Why would he leave us? Why would he leave us this way? He drove through the town with a smile on his face, waving to everyone as he went on his way. Holly from Red River, rose from Green Falls. They drove to his house and they lay on the lawn. Was he stopped in the airport by a man with a cane? We found his car by the roadside later that day. Bro smashed his windows till the glass was all gone. Polly broke the back door and she screamed out the hall. But no answer sounded but wind flying through as we tore up the green lawn and torched all the room.
Boyfriend or girlfriend, or even your boss, or...
Well, four till we can... Till we hear that fantastic...
If you didn't hear about the scandal a couple of months ago, LA City's fucked up. You should know that because you live
okay,
here, probably.
Faithful audience. Sorry about that.
What happened?
You know what? I'm having problems here, so I'm going to put an archive of La Culpa on while I get it together. Okay? Check it out here at Cure Radio. Always full of surprises. But I have some friends that are coming over to help me out. So meanwhile, here's some Mel Culpa for you. Jazz, 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 jazz. He's got the master gunner.
up his ears, let me chop off his head. Oh, you're looking for Jimmy Jazz, 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 Jazz. What a relief. I feel like a soldier, look like a thief. It's for the jazz.
Thank you so much, listeners. I was able to do a shortcut. Couldn't get MySpace up, but that's a song that we have currently up. Anyways, here's what we have on the Cure Radio site up on MySpace. You're listening to Cure Radio Los Angeles, and these are the Zombies here for you.
You don't need any reason, do you, baby? Surely you should know that by now. But if you need a reason, I'll give one to you.
Oh yeah.
You made me feel good.
Oh yeah.
You made me feel good. I don't need any reason when I hold you. Never do ask myself why. But if you need a reason, I'll give one to you.
Oh yeah.
You made me feel good.
Oh yeah.
You made me feel good. So good, so good. Don't have to justify why. So good, so good, so good. Never thought could be so good to me. But if you need a reason, I'll give one to you.
Oh yeah.
You made me feel good. You made me feel good. Justify why I feel
feels so good, so good, so good. Never thought could be so good to me. You don't need any reason, do you, baby? Surely you should know that by now.
But if you need a reason,
I'll give one to you.
Oh yeah.
You make me feel good.
Uh-huh.
You make me feel good.
Alright. Alright, thankful to our library here. We're listening to High Fidelity Dub Sessions Chapter 5, Butch Cassidy's Sound System. Alright, before that we heard something, You Make Me Feel Good by the Zombies, classic band from the 60s, of course. And next we have Chantel Goya, directly from MySpace. 60s French pop icon. All right. You're listening to Consigne Cure Radio Los Angeles. H here.
Je ne crois plus en tes promesses, tu m'as trop menti. Tu connaissais mon adresse, tu ne m'as pas écrit. Tu m'as fait trop de peine quand tout au long des jours j'attendais que revienne l'écho d'un plus beau jour. Je ne crois plus en tes promesses, tu m'as trop menti. D'autres filles à ces promesses ont déjà dit oui. T'amusant de mes larmes versées pour cet amour, t'amusant de mon âme, tu me laisses à mes joues. Mmh.
que tu m'as trop menti. Je n'ai plus que la tristesse pour croire à la vie, implorant l'existence qu'un jour tu comprendras. Et pour ma délivrance, je pourrais croire en toi. Je pourrais croire en toi.
Alright, I'm kind of figuring it out. So I'm going to use the High Fidelity Dub Sessions as a backdrop here. Anyways, I'm going to play something next from Nine Horses. Serotonin, directly from MySpace. I hope you enjoy it. David Sylvain, his other side project with his brother. Alright.
Like mountain ranges at my feet, I'm in the dark. God only knows the torment writ large upon my heart. What wouldn't I? What wouldn't I give? I'm only sure of things I know now don't exist. There's no precision. I'm inside, outside, in my own subdivision. And all of this fills my aching. This face, the luxury hotel bed. Oh dear, oh me, oh my, got to concentrate just to keep from trying. Oh dear, oh me, oh my, got to concentrate just to keep from trying. Don't lose it. Things move rapidly. Don't lose it. Try to maintain composure. Don't lose it. The dead are haunting me. Out with it. Out with it. Let's get it over.
surprise good news. We have the forces, the troops of Consigne are coming. We're going to have the Skinny Abstraction is joining us live here in just a little while. And also Greg Hernandez of Mezcla and Claire are on their way. You're listening to Serotonin by Nine Horses, directly here from MySpace. All right. Hope you're enjoying it. Thanks, everybody that's listening. Call us up, 213-252-0998, or instant message. The ID for AIM is Cure Radio Station. All righty, we're going to go back to the dub sessions while I find another tasty treat directly from MySpace from our friends there. All right, thank you so much. Dear ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're enjoying this. This is one of my all-time favorites. This is Mick Karn and the singer from Bauhaus, of course, Peter Murphy. This is a special project they did in the late 80s, or mid to late 80s, Dolly's Car. And this is Dolly's Car. All right. So we have the Skinny Abstractionist in the house, and he's setting up. He's going to be doing a set. And we have Claire Consigne with Greg Mezcla coming in soon. We also have Leah and Christina from Los Feliz visiting us. We got some fresh refreshments All right, Kill Radio.
I'll take your plot for darling's car. Take you spinning in the room. Spinning in the room. Spinning in the room.
Alright, so let's see, we're gonna play something by a dear friend band of ours, Max Femme, Electropop. We're gonna play Traces directly from MySpace for you all, and you could catch them on MySpace too. Alright. Testing, 1, 2. Oh, what happened? Buffering. Wait a minute, isn't that a headache medicine? Oh no, that's Bufferin. All right, it says buffering. I don't know why. Doesn't always play direct. All right, there it goes. Coming back here. It's taking forever. So let me get back to the dub. Can we do a refresh on MySpace? How come it's not playing? It is? I don't see that little, the thing moving. What is that called, Javier? That little thing that goes up and down? The graph, I guess. You know that little graph? Yeah, that little meter thing. All right. Meanwhile, back to Butch Cassidy sound system. High Fidelity Dub Sessions number 5 chapter. There's also Thievery Corporation. I think I might play them as well, because they're playing at the Hollywood Bowl. If any of you guys want to let us know what concerts you've been going to this summer or any happenings, call us up. Anybody who's listening, you're welcome to call us up. Be on the air right now. Send out a shout out or anything, all right? Live sirens outside. On scene, Cure Radio. Hey, it's not too late to announce this. Tonight, July the 18th, Bar 107 from 7 p.m. till they close. 21 and over. 107 East 4th Street in downtown, right there between Main and Spring. The Triggers are doing a special benefit for the farm, the South Central Farm. The fight to reclaim the land is not over. Help save an important part of your city. The activists holding down the perimeter 24/7 need supplies. Bring a donation and see the show for free. They need food, water, poster boards, markers, and all kinds of camping gear are needed, as well as gardening supplies, gloves, shovels, seeds. etc. Please come down and show your support for the Urban Farm in South Central Los Angeles. Sponsored by accessofjustice.org, southcentralfarm.org, bar107benefit at yahoo.com. All right. Big ups to Naomi for posting it on Kill Radio and on Consign on MySpace. And all right, I think the Skinny Abstractionist is almost ready to go here. But meanwhile, I'm going to play some more Chantal Goya, 60s French pop icon for you here after the Thievery Corporation. And I think we're also going to have our friends come up onto the mic and do a little shout out or something. Ladies, grab a mic. Ladies and gentlemen, grab a mic. Keep it, yeah. Introduce yourself, you know.
That's what I'm talking about.
Say something to the people. How's your summer going so far? Christina?
It's excellent. It's really, really hot.
Yeah.
It's the shit.
What
it's
have you been doing to you know, to make it tolerable?
I just sit around and do nothing, drink beer.
Oh, wow.
Unless I'm at work and it's air conditioned, but when I'm at home, I just sit there.
Do you have some to share?
Oh, some nice air.
Hey, something happened to the MySpace site. It's like frozen. It won't work anymore. Can somebody email Tom? No, we have DSL. It should be working fine.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
How's your summer going? How are you staying cool?
I'm staying cool by riding a bike, you know? I was... No, it's actually... I've been riding a lot at night, so it's really cool. I was loaned this amazing bike. It's a Felt by one of our colleagues here at Kill Radio because my mountain bike got stolen from the bus. What would somebody do that? But anyways, it's gone. But I've been really enjoying this road bike. And what else have I been doing to keep cool? You know what? I'll be honest. I had a little cannabis the other day. Under the moon. All right. Listening to Kill Radio Los Angeles. Are you almost ready, Skinny? All right. So we're going to blend in right now. Live here. The Skinny Abstractionist, a.k.a. Javier. Do you want to say anything before you go on?
Well, this is probably going to be a love song. One love song. All right. Here we go.
Looks like her.
All right, you're listening to Kill Radio Consign, and this is the Skinny Abstractionist here live for you.
Yeah. Welcome, Skinny Abstractionist. Simone Sim.
You know, Javier, before he made passionate yet gentle love to me for the first time, he serenaded me with a beautiful old Guatemalan love song. Before he made beautiful old Guatemalan love song. Javier, before he made passionate yet gentle love to me for the first time, he serenaded me with a beautiful Guatemalan love song. You know, Javier, before he made passionate yet gentle love to you for the first time. He serenaded me. Beautiful little Guatemalan love song. Beautiful little Guatemalan love song. He serenaded. Beautiful, beautiful, for beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You know, Javier. Beautiful, beautiful, before he made. Beautiful, beautiful. You know, Javier. Before beautiful little Guatemalan love song. Before he made. Pat. Javier, before he made passionate yet gentle love to me for the first time, he serenaded me with a beautiful old Guatemalan love song.
All right, that was a special treat here by the Skinny Abstractionist, who's going to be leaving to New York. Hey, Skinny, what made you want to move to the Big Apple?
Basically school.
What do you call that track you just played for us?
That track's actually a remix of my cousin's band. His band is called Soltero. They're from Guadalajara, Jalisco.
Nice. Ah, I like that. That means single.
Yeah.
Swinging single?
Swinging singles, that I don't know, man.
From Guadalajara, Jalisco. They're coming out with a lot of really good music from there, you know.
Yeah, Venezuelan funk, actually, so it's pretty cool.
Like Los Amigos Invisibles and stuff?
Yeah, they're trying to get their producer to produce their first album, so it should be cool.
All the best of luck to them. All right, do you have anything else up your sleeve to treat us?
Yeah, I'll do one more song.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're getting a special treat here on Cure Radio. I'm looking at the IceCast, and we have 700 listeners. Yeah, man. All right, without further to do here, let me get you back here with Skinny Abstractionist. Oh, man, that was beautiful. Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, thank you, man. That was amazing. What do you call that?
I call it a party in a box.
Yes. Party in a box. Man, I love the effects on that.
Yeah, it's pretty layered. Basically, it's different takes on a George Ben song called Walla Walla La.
Oh, man, that's great. Thank you so much for making the trip out here tonight and in this blistering hot weather.
Oh, yeah, no problem. And anything for Consin. I actually brought you a little present as well.
Nice. Oh, I appreciate it. All righty. So stick around. It's only 10:50 p.m. here on Pacific Standard Time Zone. We're going to go back. And also, we also have Christina, who's going to bring a bunch of CDs. Throw some CDs together, Christina, and we'll put them on right now. Listening to Cure Radio with this crackly mic here. I don't know if it's the cable. What is it? Hey, if you're so inclined, please donate some money to CureRadio.org so we could get better equipment here. Shout out to all the Cure Radio DJs and family. You're listening to something special that Skinny Abstraction has brought in for us here. This is something new that he's been putting together, composing. All right, so thank you so much, whoever's listening. And next, we have something by the Beastie Boys that Christina brought. You're listening to Cure Radio Los Angeles, and we're starting to get a little silly here, but fun. One, two. Hey, what happened here? Wait. Oh. I really wanted to hear that one. Look, it's... Right, man, it's giving us challenges here. Look at it. The microphone cords, the CDs are scratched. All right. Hey, you know what? Christina brought something, somebody that I actually party with back in the day. These are the Violent Femmes. Hey, Skinny, help me with this. Get that one up on... That play, that's already playing, but set up over here. You're listening to Kill Radio, and we're not professional radio, but we're Kill Corporate Radio. It's gone, let it go. Yeah.
Love is gone, daddy gone. Love is gone, it's gone, daddy gone. Love is Yeah, Javier manages the front stage with some new cool stuff. And then that romantic stuff he plays. You want to say hello to him? All right, it's Felix.
Yo.
What's the deal?
Yo, dude, I just wanted to fucking request that Kenny give his philosophy on music for the rest of the hour.
Philosophy of music for the rest of the hour? Dude, yeah. I can just let the CDs speak for themselves, the records, dude.
No, I want an extended, in-depth interview.
I know, he's a little shy.
I want to hear all the dirt, man. I want to hear where the first bass note you ever heard.
First bass note I ever played.
The first time you rocked a drum kit. And how you made the evolution to the electro MPC machine.
All right, man. Well, thanks for...
And also the Nietzschean influence on your music.
Is it that obvious, man? Here's H, dude. Thanks for calling.
Hey, you're on the air right now. Give us a shout-out.
Oh, yo, what's up, everyone? Kill Radio, doing the revolutionary radio style. This is Felix Kundo, listening, chilling out in El Monte. Just want to give props and much love, respect due to the Skinny Abstractionist.
Hey, yo, Mike.
The sensual beats.
Yo, Mike. Mike.
Yo, yo.
You stop.
All right, I want to dedicate a song to Felix and all the radicals since 1492. Hey. Everybody that I met through Skinny Abstractionist and Montes and all the old last year tribal family, this is the Clash at the Law, because I know you guys did. All right. Kill Radio Los Angeles.
Yo, dude, I was fucking dirty as hell, dirty and stinky.
Yeah, this shit over my house and shit. I was watching fucking...
All right.
Watching ATL and shit.
Man.
It was like, hey, so you want to go over here? I'm like, oh, well, I'm tired, but I came down here.
Pretty dope down there, huh?
What's up?
Pretty dope in there.
What's up?
I said it's pretty dope down there.
Yeah, it's pretty dope, dude.
Rapper represented and shit.
Yeah, dude, it's bad. I love him now.
Gotta love the guy with the electric.
I love this guy, dude. Like, honestly. I wish he didn't have a girlfriend.
Everyone gets... That fool always gets mad love, dude. That fool's got 60 girlfriends.
I know, man. I wish I could be one of them.
Oh my God, Mike. Oh my God.
We'll be right back.
truck.
Okay, ranas y caballos güeros, digo damas y caballeros, ¿estás escuchando a Cure Radio en Los Ángeles por tu computadora o a ordenadora, how they say in Spain? Come on, take a mic and just say what you got in your mind or heart or whatever.
What up? My heart's empty. Just kidding.
We're telling stories here about when we were younger and stuff, but I think we're still young, aren't we? Yeah.
Forever 21.
Wait a minute, isn't that a commercial like mall store for girls? Hey, let me let me tell you guys a story of the next song. Thank you for bringing this. We're going to play the Pixies next. I was coming back from Glendale when this song first was on the air, when it was played on radio with my ex-girlfriend, and we were on the 2 freeway and we had broken up, but then I heard this song. And I got so into it because it was so infectious and melodic. It had a really good hook too and everything. But the lyrics are kind of ambidextrous there. But then she kind of freaked out. She goes, "Wow, what?" And I go, "Yeah, I want to dedicate this song to you. So I really like it." Anyways, this is "Here Comes Your Man" by the Pixies here on Conscene Cure Radio Los Angeles.
Boom, boom.
Dedicated to all the ladies and gentlemen out there. So, did any of you guys go see them when they reunited at Coachella? Take a mic, ladies. What was the last concert you saw, Leah?
Last concert I saw was the Colombia Sin Minas. Laura Pausini, Juanes.
Oh, you went to that at the Hollywood Bowl, right?
It was in the Gibson Theater.
Oh, the Gibson Theater.
For all the kids that are dying every day by the mines that are planted.
Oh,
by
that was a benefit in Colombia.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It touched a lot of people.
There's all these benefits. You know what? We want to do a Cure Radio benefit.
It's all about helping everybody.
This summer, before the summer's over. So if there's any bands out there that are listening, hit us up here. I'm going to be part of the committee putting it all together, at the Echo or at Remy's, but we're going to get some really good bands to make some money for Cure Radio so we can get good equipment, you know? How about you, Christina? What was the last good concert you went to go see?
The same one Leah went to. I went with her.
Oh, yeah? What did you guys drink before and during?
First Latin concert. What was that experience like, my dear?
Juanes has a nice ass.
Hey,
he does.
And Alejandro Sanz.
Oh, yeah? But he didn't cut his hair. He had like 70s hippie long hair, and now he has it like
it's
that.
Almost a mullet.
One of the soccer players. Hey, all right, we're going to go slow down the place here and play another hit from the 80s, but this is something having to do with an intoxicant. Call us up, ladies and gentlemen. Wait. I don't cue it. Yeah, there you go. Come on, open up some bottles. I know you got them there. Pure Radio, Los Angeles.